want to know why you're doing this. And I want to know now!
I never thought I could see my own death before it happened.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
I would like to buy a hamburger!
Have you checked the children?
Hello, fellow moviegoers. I'm Joey Erdo. Welcome to the Popcorn Journal.
I'm Jackie D'Onofrio. I'm defending myself in this case. I'm going to be my own lawyer.
Generally, I do not take to courtroom dramas. Having admitted that, even though I am not a huge fan of Find Me Guilty, I will say that it is among the more tolerable courtroom dramas. The reason for this is simple. It has a heavy dose of comedy. Vin Diesel, in a wig, stars as Jackie D'Onofrio, a New York mobster in the center of the longest mafia trial in U.S. history. Faced with a plethora of charges, D'Onofrio opts to stand up and fight rather than accept a deal to rat out his fellow men. Deciding that his lawyer has been the problem in all of his past legal tribulations, D'Onofrio chooses to defend himself, without a lick of attorney background knowledge.
Have you had any legal experience?
I've been in prison half my life. Sometimes I think I had too much legal experience.
Based on true events, Find Me Guilty narrows in on the real word-for-word testimony of D'Onofrio. His testimony was frequently comical in nature, and this provides for some worthwhile chuckles in the movie. However, the testimony is real, therefore often boring. Beyond the long-winded trial presentations, Find Me Guilty sheds some light on D'Onofrio's relationship with other mobster defendants in the case. The only relationship that is truly interesting is the one between D'Onofrio and Nick Calabrese, played by Alex Rocco. Calabrese hates D'Onofrio and believes his presence in the case spells doom for everyone else.
May I have a sidebar?
I ordered creamy peanut butter and they brought me chunky.
This isn't my department.
The upside to Find Me Guilty is Diesel's performance, which, unlike his roles in Triple X and The Pacifier, is challenging and engaging. This is his best performance to date, and it gives a critic who dreads seeing Diesel on the screen new hope. In addition, Diesel looks rather spiffy in the wig. It makes him look far more intelligent than some of his action flicks make him out to be. D'Onofrio is an intriguing character, but the concept of his existence is much more captivating than this movie. Aside from a handful of funny yet forgettable lines, Find Me Guilty does not have what it takes to keep you pinned to your seat. Since the bad guys are in fact bad guys, there is no clear side to root for, so you are merely a spectator. Not the most attractive role to be in. Despite my marginally negative review, I am going to go out on a limb and mildly recommend Find Me Guilty, if only for Diesel's performance. If hair is what it takes to get Diesel to show off his acting chops, I hope he sprouts some again soon. He made this below-average film reasonably bearable. I give Find Me Guilty 2 kernels. It is rated R. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Popcorn Journal.